Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm very excited to introduce an inspiring woman, Maria Khalil, who is CEO of VI Aesthetics, and they make the VI peel, yes. One of my favorite peels. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
I love that I'm talking to a woman CEO and a fellow mom and a boss girl.
Yeah, we make it all work somehow. Sometimes I don't know how we do it.
Well, tell us a little about yourself. For the audience listening, if you haven't heard of the VI peel, one of my favorite peels, actually. And it's very good at reducing pigmentation. It's great for fine lines, pore tightening, aging changes, the works. And it's a workhorse peel, and it's very safe. It's safe for every skin type. So I'm not like a spokesperson. I'm just advocating for a product I love. And I hope you guys will learn a lot in this podcast about pigment and what drove you to make this peel and also to put the ingredients in it that make it so wonderful. So tell us the history of the VI peel.
So actually, I am the first patient to ever receive the VI peel. I'm the CEO now, but when I was 14 years old, I started developing really cystic acne in high school. I was painfully shy. I barely would make eye contact with people. I wouldn't leave the house without makeup on. I wouldn't do certain things because I was too embarrassed about my skin. And my father, who also is Dr. K, by the way.
Oh, really?
That's what we called him, Dr. K. He was a emergency room doctor for years and had got into aesthetic medicine, opened his own practice, and started to research what would be good for my acne. Mm-hmm. Seeing his daughter suffer was really hard, and I was really lucky that since my father was a physician, he could get his hands on a lot of products that maybe not the average person could get their hands on.
Right.
So we basically started on a path of trying everything, right? Which you hear that all the time with people that have acne. You'll try anything. I mean, you'll drink poison if someone tells you it'll help your acne. So we tried every over-the-counter product, you know, all the salicylic, all the benzoyl peroxide products that you can put on your skin, the cleanser, the makeup, all of it had those ingredients in it. My skin was getting dried out, and it wasn't getting better.
Right.
And so we tried birth control, which,
really? Yeah,
because it was really, it's really hormonal, and it worked. It helped. It didn't fully fix the acne, and it also didn't really help with the PIH or the scarring.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also tried antibiotics, which also make a difference. They work in the short run, and sometimes your body just gets used to them, and then the acne returns. And I didn't necessarily want to be on antibiotics for the rest of my life.
Right. And PIH, if you're listening, is pigment-induced. So after you have acne or inflammation, you definitely can get post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. So if you hear PIH, that's what that is. Just part of the scarring process.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you are a higher Fitzpatrick type or you have mixed background, you're much more likely to develop PIH, right?
Right. Yeah, darker skin types have more problems. I know if I just, touch my face wrong and pick at it, that's it. It's got a pigment spot.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, we decided to try a chemical peel. And we sat down to do the peel. My dad basically said that he had to almost like hold me down to finish the peel.
Yeah.
It was really painful.
And that's everybody's first impression when they think of what a chemical peel is. And that I wish there was another term for it because it just sounds so vicious and aggressive to put chemicals and peel your skin off.
It does. We get such a bad rap using the word chemicals, but technically everything is a chemical.
Yes, even H2O.
Exactly. Everything's a chemical. But yeah, it's a terrible word. So anyway, I also had to pre-treat my skin to get the TCA peel because I am more susceptible to PIH and I have a higher Fitzpatrick type.
Right.
So you used to have to pre-treat to do deeper peels.
That's true. So, and we often still do that. If someone has pigment tendencies and we are planning a peel, I will put them on hydroquinone and Retin-A and kind of prime the skin and get it ready for the peeling process. You want to turn off all these enzymes that produce pigment. So if you're planning a deeper level peel and you are someone who's not fair-skinned, and even if you are fair-skinned, I do recommend priming your skin with some Retin-A and hydroquinone ahead of time. And if your dermatologist or your plastic surgeon is not doing that, or your skincare esthetician, you definitely should see someone who knows enough about skin to think about it, to do that.
Definitely. So, but basically, the peel made a huge difference with my acne. It brought my oil production down. It helped with the PIH. And it was a very promising treatment. Mm-hmm. But this is, you know, over 15 years ago. So there weren't a lot of chemical peels on the market like there are more now. Right. So my dad decided that he was going to create his own chemical peel. And I was his inspiration. I was his Wendy. But, you know, he really wanted to make something that was painless. Mm-hmm. I think he was a physician himself. So it was important that his patients had a comfortable experience.
Very much so.
Right.
So there's an ingredient in your peel that kind of anesthetizes the skin, the phenol portion of it. And I think that is such great thinking because you can be at ease then when you're getting your treatment. You really don't feel it.
Exactly. He would tell me that if he did a treatment that was specifically painful on a patient, that he might not see them again.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah. And I think doctors who treat a lot of patients, like you become a really great clinician. Like I do a ton of Kybella for fat melting. I think I'm like the number three provider in LA for Kybella, maybe number two this year. But it's that shot that melts the double chin. And when the company first marketed it, it was exquisitely painful. Like people would look at me like, you're torturing me. What is wrong with you? And I'm giving this medication that's an approved treatment. So now I have a whole new protocol. I anesthetize the skin ahead of time. It's painless. It's very tolerable and people will come back and do more. And you have to do that with peels and the skin.
Yeah, that's amazing. So yeah, he created this proprietary formula and it's a combination of five different acids at lower percentages. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's part of what makes it so safe and predictable too, that we're not dealing with very high percentages of any of the acids.
Yes.
And then
that's so important. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Because everyone with pigment wants that one peel or the one treatment that's going to blast all their brown spots and fix their problem. And I really think that thinking needs to change to understand that pigment didn't go away in a day. It didn't get there in a day. It's not going to go away in a day. And in fact, the treatments that are super harsh are going to generate more pigment.
Yeah, the more injury, inflammation you cause, sometimes you can cause more pigment. But definitely, there's no magic bullet in aesthetics. I wish there was. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as one treatment that's going to take away the pigment that you've had for 15 years. And also lifestyle is so important with pigment. Mm-hmm. Wearing sunscreen. Also, just heat can bring out pigment. I think not
hot yoga. People who work in bakeries, people who work with a hot oven, you can definitely become pigmented being indoors in a dark hot yoga room all day long. Isn't that crazy? And that's the skin's defense mechanism after all. Like when you're in the sun, your skin is programmed evolutionarily to create more melanin to protect you from skin cancer. So remember, like when you're driving on the freeway and you have your hat or, you know, you feel the warmth on your cheek, that is actually pigment developing. So you feel the skin warming, you need to get out of the heat.
We once did a VI peel on a lady right before Thanksgiving. And we realized, you know, that Thanksgiving was in 2 days. And so we told her that unfortunately she's probably not going to be able to cook very much.
Oh, stay out of the, away from the oven.
To be like right on top of the stove getting a steam after you get a VI peel isn't the best situation. But she was really excited by that. She was like, great. Someone else is going to have to cook.
That's right. Let the husbands cook.
Exactly.
Well, what are the new things that are coming out in terms of pigment treatment? Are you aware of any new products out there that you think everyone should know about?
Well, other than doing peels, I still think peels are such a great treatment for pigment because a lot of times it is higher Fitzpatrick types that have the pigment, and lasers, you just want to be careful with higher Fitzpatrick types.
And that means people with darker skin tones. So anyone who's like Asian, Hispanic, African-American, anyone who's more than blonde and blue-eyed, typically, unfortunately, we tend to generate the most pigment and it's hardest to get rid of.
Yeah. So I think for pigment, it's not a one-stop shop. You got to do a lot of different treatments to help with it, wear your SPF. I know there's, you know, some products now coming out with like transeczemic acid mm-hmm. as instead of using hydroquinone. I like hydroquinone. I think it really works on pigment.
Me too. I'm not a believer that it's a dangerous, bad thing. It's been around for 70 years and it's been safely tolerated. And as long as you're not buying it on the black market or, you know, in China or Mexico where it's manufactured with poor conditions, the chances of you getting blue dyschromia or problems after using it are very minimal. And also, just remember if you're on a hydroquinone product to take a vacation from it about every 2 months. So a little drug holiday every 2 months.
That's the part that people miss. Mm-hmm. And that's why you need to go to a physician to get the hydroquinone and get the treatment you need for hyperpigmentation and not go to Sephora.
Exactly. Yes. And there's so we could talk for an hour about how many over-the-counter products there are out there and how cheap and ingredient poor many of them are. And there's some good ones. I won't diss them all, but I do feel that for the amount of quality ingredient that goes into the jar, there's very little when you look in the Sephora products range. And Target, like even less. And, you know, even the Nordstrom's expensive stuff, it does not mean it's a higher quality product.
No, they sprinkle it. I think that's what they call it in manufacturing. They sprinkle the actives.
Yes, the active ingredients are literally sprinkled at the lowest possible concentration to legally be permitted to say that they've got it included. And it's just like a profit margin that they're worried about. But I think like your product and my skincare as well is very results driven. Like I cannot survive if my products do not deliver the results they say they're going to give. And I also don't want to put my name on them. Yeah. So I need to make sure that they're effective. So absolutely. Your peel, I think, how many peels in sequence do you have to do to see results? Because patients will always want to know, do I do one? Do I do six?
And honestly, that's where the practitioner really comes in too. And they need to assess you in person, right? Mm-hmm. I would love to be able to tell you exactly how many peels you're going to need to, you know, fix your disorder. But it's really the practitioner is who you need to trust and listen to. Mm-hmm. One peel might work seasonally for maintenance. Maybe you don't have a lot of skin issues and you're just trying to keep your skin looking beautiful and fresh. Maybe you're in your 20s. Mm-hmm. I say seasonally do one, so 4 times a year.
I like that too. I do that quarterly. After the end of summer, get rid of your brown spots. The end of winter, get rid of dull.
You're such a businesswoman. You use the word quarterly. You know, right?
Like, well, it's like semester. Quarterly,
yeah.
You know?
No, it's. Student. Yeah. True. So, yeah, I mean, quarterly is the minimum, I think.
Yeah.
Really.
2 months is great. And I think women, in terms of like when you're reaching ages where your estrogens go down in your late 40s and 50s, if you're perimenopausal at all, the skin turnover is just not great. Your collagen production is lower. And one of the things you can do to boost collagen production, of course, is to injure the skin in a very controlled and precise fashion and grow more collagen. And of course, exfoliation and skin turnover really help menopausal women because you should not give up on your skin just because your age numbers are going up. You still need to take care of the skin. You know, age is not just a number. It's sort of like your energy level and your vitality and the glow you project. And I can tell when a patient is not exfoliating and their skin has that dull and drab and lifeless look. Can't you tell?
Yeah, definitely. And I think the exfoliation you can do at home is great. I'm not knocking that, the scrubs and all that. But you still need to go into an office and do deeper exfoliation.
How many layers of skin does the V-peel take off if you had to look at, like, epidermis or superficial dermis, if so you want to put it in, like, skin terms?
Depending on application, mm-hmm. you can penetrate to the dermis. Again, application actually has a lot to do with peels because it's all about layering.
And if you're an esthetician, you know it's also about delivery. Like, it's one thing to see an esthetician who's not that experienced, who just paints product on and lets it sit. It's another thing to see someone like Jane in our office who's like works it into the skin, and there's a certain amount of appropriate friction and getting penetration of the product to a really good level that matches what your skin needs. Not, you know, it's very individualized.
Technique is crucial.
Yeah.
With chemical peels, I think.
Yeah.
For sure.
I love what you did with the company because I remember a few years back the products were not as cute and the branding was not quite as fresh, and I really like the green and white theme. How did you come up with that?
Well, I inherited a lot of the branding, to be honest. But now, since I took over, you know, my dad passed away about 5 years ago. And so I love my dad, but he was a Middle Eastern man in his 50s, not so in tune with women and how to sell to women or what women need. So I've tried to integrate a lot of that into everything I do. And I use all the products. Like I said, I struggled with acne. I still have acne. So everything, I'm trying to put a little more Maria into the brand. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy. So the green, yeah, that's the color we inherited, but I've made it a little different of a tone. Which helps.
I love the green, actually. I think it goes really well with, like, the whole, you know, of course, everything organic, exactly. Natural. And these products, even though they are chemicals, they are all organic and purely manufactured.
Everything's made here in the USA, which I'm really proud of. Yeah. I'm not knocking not being made in the USA, but I think it's important to be made in the USA for skincare.
And then how much of your time would you say goes into being a businesswoman and a, you know, business owner and versus being a mom and, like, just everyday life? It's hard to have the side hustle, but this is your main hustle.
It is. I think somehow when you have kids, the ability to do things just gets larger and the amount of space in your brain gets larger. You make time somehow. The amount of things I can do in an hour now is absolutely, in 1 hour nap, all I need is for them to take 1 hour nap. I swear I can save the world in 1 hour now.
Totally.
Like, time just gets new value.
You got to try this thing called the European nap, where you drink a double espresso and then you lay down. And then after you've napped for about 30, 45 minutes, you wake up and you're like, bing, I'm ready to go.
That sounds fantastic. A mom invented that, I think.
Probably. A very wise European mom.
That's amazing.
But I would agree with you. Having kids really changes your focus to where you realize you have to perform at a certain level and you just cut out all the crap that you're doing that's not essential.
You really do. You can't let yourself get tired. You just got to keep going.
Yes, yeah. I go, go, go. And then the minute I sit at the end of the day, I feel like, that's it. I'm not getting up again. Nobody better bother me once I finally get the house to sleep.
I basically go to bed when they go to bed, and their bedtime's at 7:30.
So you have two, so you have little ones. How old are they?
Yeah, one of them is 2.5, the boy, and then the little girl is almost a year in a month.
That's so cute.
So yeah, I have my hands full, but it's so fun.
It really is. What are your visions going forward for your company coming up?
Well, I mean, we just have still so much room to grow here in the States. I would love to be in every medical spa and every dermatologist's office in the world if I could. But, you know, we're developing a lot of new products. We're doing a lot more consumer branding, getting Chemical Peels to be a household name, making peels cool again almost, you know. And like we talked about earlier, they get a bad rap because Chemical Peels is not the most beautiful word.
Yeah.
So I want to show people the human side to peels and how they can be easy and there's no downtime. And it is for that working mom that can't stop. This is actually a great treatment for someone like that.
I think people worry way too much about, like, the downtime with the peel. And rightly so, because in their head they have the image of, like, you know, the girl in Sex and the City who burned her face off for an appeal, yeah. Kim Cattrall.
Yeah.
But it's not like that anymore. The ingredients get absorbed inward. The skin really transforms at a deeper level. And the exfoliation is mild to moderate. Like, you can go to work, you put your lipstick on, you do your eyes. And then other than that, moisturizer and sunscreen. And you just kind of, like, reapply every couple hours when you run to the restroom and you notice you're flaky. I definitely do peels and work all day. And there is no good time to do a peel. Just like there's no good time to have a baby. There's no good time to go back to school. You just have to do it, right?
That's really good advice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
If you think too much about anything, then you just don't do it. Mm-hmm. So don't hold back.
Don't plan it to the, like, 10th degree to where it can only be this day and, you know, it only happens every once in a blue moon.
And I think when you live in LA,
yeah,
people walk around with bandages on their noses and their chins.
It's like
and,
a marketing tactic. Yeah. I tell when I get a peel done, like people in the grocery store will be like, oh, did you get a peel? I need to get a peel.
Exactly.
So I'm not too shy about it.
We're in good company here.
Yeah. And I think women need to help each other. Like if you found a really good product or peel that works for you, tell your friends. Don't be all secretive about it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, there is that thing now where women...
Don't try hide out for 5 days while your skin exfoliates. Like, come out, show us, and like share.
Yeah, totally. Word of mouth is still number one.
Yeah.
In terms of treatments.
For sure. Well, tell us a couple of business tip advice pointers for women who might be like thinking of starting a business or estheticians out there trying to promote themselves, doctors, injectors. Any advice?
I think one thing that we talked about probably we touched on is don't overthink it. If you really feel passionate about it and, you know, you put your business plan together, I think fear holds us back so often. And I've had so many surprises in my life and things that I could have taken a different direction. Mm-hmm. And instead, I took all that negative energy and I turned it into something beautiful. And I think if you can transform that, that can be, it's an amazing outlet. Mm-hmm. For estheticians trying to start their business or trying to grow their business, I still think word of mouth is really important. Social media is great. And social media is, in a way, the new word of mouth, right? Like the upgraded version. But there's still something to referrals and hearing from your family and friends what you got done or what you loved. We still trust those people the most.
Right.
So I think that that's still super important to make sure you focus on that. Quality over quantity in terms of patients.
Treat people right and treat the right people, because not everybody will be your client and you can't make everybody happy in life. And I've already figured that out. It took me a long time. I'm a people pleaser, but it's taken me a long time to figure out that the people who think that you're worth waiting for and that you're, you know, you have a skill set that they need, they will come and find you. And the more you work on your business ethics and bonding with people and making them feel good about being there, the better you'll do in your life. It's just good karma, actually.
Learning to say no is a really important skill. You said you're a people pleaser, so...
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Saying no sometimes is the best thing for the other person and for yourself.
And I don't think you learn that in your 30s or 20s at all. I think you have to, like, it takes almost till you're 40 till you start to learn how to say no.
Definitely.
It takes, at least for me, it took me a long time. I'm sure for most women out there. And men, probably. Maybe men have an easier time. I don't know.
I think they do.
What are some Instagram accounts that inspire you when you look at them?
I love...
Like favorites, like top of the mind favorites.
Girl Boss, Glossier, what other ones? I follow a lot of Instagrams and none of them are coming to mind now. I try not to spend that much time on Instagram, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Because I have kids, they're little.
Yeah, you know? I hate it when I see moms, like, they'll be feeding their baby with the bottle and they'll be looking at their phone. Like, that is not good. You need to bond with your baby.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure I'd be guilty of that too, but at least my babies were little when there were not so much cell phone use going on. And we had the dumb phones where there was no smartphone.
Just texting.
Exactly.
It's a different world now, for sure.
And are you a morning person or night person?
Morning.
You have to be when you have a one-year-old and two-year-old, yes.
Yeah,
they wake you up at the crack of dawn.
They do. They're pretty good sleepers, but I'm really lucky. My husband has the morning shift, so I get to work out early before I go to work and while they're sleeping. Mm-hmm. So I think that that just changes my whole day. Being able to have an hour at the gym has become my therapy. It used to be something I hated, working out. I never liked working out, and now I love it because it gives me energy, and it really is my therapy. It's like an hour to just focus on me.
Yeah, I think people should discover that power of the hour. Early morning especially is such a good time for that.
Yeah.
Well, it's been such a pleasure interviewing you, getting life tips and face tips and chemical peel tips. I can't thank you enough for coming in. I'm so glad to meet you after all these years of using your peel. It's really fun to meet you.
It is. I know. And I got to meet another Dr. K, which was amazing for me.
Yeah. Flashback.
Yeah.
Where can people find you on Instagram or your social handles?
So our VIPeel is VIPeel. And then for me, it's at Maria Khalil.
Perfect. And that's spelled M-A?
M-A-R-Y-A-K-H-A-L-I-L.
I definitely encourage you guys, if you're out there listening and you want to try a first-time peel and you have acne, pigmentation, fine lines, wrinkles, try a VI peel. It's a really great first-time peel. And I've done two or three, and I'm going to do another one next week.
Great. Can't wait. Thank you so much, Dr. K.
My pleasure. That's it for now, beauties. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces. And my website is beautybydrk.com, D-R-K-A-Y. My Instagram's the same, beautybydrkay. And don't forget to try my vitamin C serum, amazing antioxidant protection for brown spots. Sunscreen, SPF 50 with mineral. I love that the best. And these are two of my really important tips for pigment fighting. So use those in the morning, do your quarterly peels, and don't forget to stay beautiful. That's it for now. Bye.
Bye.